This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
For most of his life, getting out into nature and discovering all the wonders found there has been more than a habit or a pastime for Rick Whitaker. It's made him who he is. His love of the natural world has shaped Whitaker's career, his activism, and even his leisure time. And it's that love and fascination that's led him to write his first book, fittingly entitled Nature Nuggets. And it focuses on all the wonders to be found here in Haliburton County in all four seasons by way of hiking, kayaking, and snowshoeing. The book is a collection of past columns Whitaker wrote for County Life and was designed and printed by Parker Pad and Printing in the last few weeks. Now Whitaker is on a kind of informal book tour, speaking at several events in the county. He took time out to speak with Canoe FM to talk about what inspired his foray into becoming a published author.
Well, I started thinking about it last summer, probably, and I started making some inquiries in the fall, just talking to people I know in the community. I got it printed eventually after, you know, many edits and just an ongoing process with Parker Pad. It all came together and it got printed just a few weeks ago, like 2 weeks ago. Yeah, we're off and running with it now.
Whitaker took a bold step by choosing to self-publish his book rather than search out a publishing house that would accept it, find an editor and a designer to work with, and hand it over. Instead, Whitaker chose to work with a local Haliburton printer and in doing so, maintained his direct involvement with it every step of the way. More than 120 copies of the 500 total printed were earmarked as sold even before the book was published. And for Whitaker, that's a point of pride.
The process is, and it just gets you closer to the book, I think, you know, because you're micromanaging every detail. And because it was mostly done in the winter, it wasn't so tedious. It might have been more of a challenge during the busier months when I have a lot of other work, like with my land trust work and other things. The winter was a good time to try to tackle this. And so I think if you have time, it can be a good process, you know, because it really makes you value the work that you put into the product. It's really gratifying, and there's a certain amount of trust that comes with doing that. I mean, many of the people knew me or have read my articles in the newspaper and County Life newspaper before, so they were familiar with my writing, but several were just people I've never met before, and that's in that way it feels like they're taking other people's word for it, that it's going to be a good product. And that's really nice to hear.
An outdoor education instructor for most of his professional career, Whitaker is also in charge of the Conservation Partners Program with the Haliburton Highlands Land Trust. Nature Nuggets weaves personal accounts of all that can be found in the county, if you're willing to work for it. Gorgeous photos, more than 90 of them in total, help put readers right in the moments he shares in the book.
It's a compilation of 30 articles, all related to either hiking day hikes or day paddles, or the kind of unique ecology of the Haliburton Highlands. So it's 30 separate articles with three different themes: hiking, paddling, and ecology. And there's over 90, 95, 96 photos in it. So it's very readable and very enjoyable to the eye because there's a lot of landscape and, of course, flora and fauna photos in there. You know, it's really like the community of Haliburton that's come together to put it together, because the editor was hired locally, the writer is local, and then about 95% of the photos come from some locally sourced photographer, like somebody who lives in the county. And then the layout and the printing come from Parker Pad, which is a local business. And so it really has a stamp of made in Haliburton County. I guess for me, it's just accessible natural spaces, you know, that with a little bit of effort and a little bit of, you know, talking to people, you can find all kinds of spots to go just to engage in nature without, you know, a lot of distractions, I guess. And so I think it offers a great number of things nature-wise. Of course, there's all kinds of other things that attract me to the area. There's the music scene and the art and the culture also, and employment originally with Haliburton Forest and Fleming College. So that's just came together for me that this was a place that I ended up spending a good chunk of my life and pretty happy for it. I think for me, it was really just trying to get people to get out into nature and to look at the small things and maybe appreciate the little things that make nature's such a, you know, kind of wondrous thing. If the more people that we can get out and engaging in their local environment, probably the more likely they'll want to conserve and protect that environment. And so that's just something in a bigger picture that is important to me, that we take land conservation and naturalization of our habitats around us as an, you know, as an important thing for the long-term health of the local population, in a broader sense to more globally, that we need to be taking care of things. And so getting people out there is the first step, I think.
Unlike a biologist or an ecologist who might use highbrow technical terms, Whitaker's approach is one of accessibility. He wants people to feel an instant connection with what they're reading and seeing in photos. Whitaker's goal is to place the reader in the moment with him.
So I'm not going to use Latin terms or fancy names for different processes that are out there, but I really just want to get people to go exploring. The experiences that I have are unique to me, and so I just want people to get out there and to maybe find their own nuggets, I guess, their own interests. Because, you know, when I go out and I paddle in a perfectly calm day, there's nobody else around, and the lake is flat, and a big beaver comes up and slaps his tail, and it echoes throughout the lake. That's an experience that I would write about, but not everybody's going to have that. But there may be something else that happens to them in that same spot, you know? And so, yeah, some of it is very situational, like when an osprey flies over with a stick in its talons, or you get this cluster of chickadees and other birds that come in when they see you walking in the fall. It just allows me things to write about, but it may be just unique to the circumstances. So people have to go out there and see what happens to them when they're in the same kind of locations.
Whitaker will be on site at Bookapalooza at the Minden Community Center on June 20th from 10 to 4, and will speak at the Minden's Trails and Waterways Gathering on July 16th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. You can purchase Nature Nuggets at Masters Bookstore, Castle Antiques, and Upriver Trading in Halliburton, the Agnes Jameson Gallery in Minden, and online at rickwhitaker.info.
County Close-Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close-Up.